God's Chosen People. August 4th, 1903. Typed. My heart is made very sad as I think of how poorly God's people represent him. It is his purpose that we shall be light bearers to the world, that we shall show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. But many of God's professing people fail to fulfill his purpose for them. They are weak where they might be strong. Some seem to take pleasure in reiterating to the world that our institutions are undenominational, that they are not under the control of the denomination of God, the people he has chosen as his. If we are true and loyal to God, our business transactions will bear the signature of heaven. We shall do justice and judgment, and shall keep the way of the Lord. We are to come out from the world and be separate. We are to reach a higher and still higher standard. All our business transactions are to reveal that we are God's denominated people. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. It was upon this foundation that our first sanitariums and schools were established. If any foundation other than this has been laid, it is because human beings have taken it upon themselves to depart from the principles that we were distinctly instructed to preserve. God said to us, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17-18. Under this command we were denominated, and the signature of God is upon us, unless, indeed, some prefer the signature of the world to the signature of God. God forbid that we should misrepresent our sanitariums and schools and churches before the world. God forbid that we should fashion our principles after the world's model. We are in no wise to be ashamed of our name, Seventh-day Adventist. We are to try to be worthy of a name that points us out as a people who keep the Sabbath instituted in Eden and who are looking for the coming of Christ. Read how Israel was chosen as the Lord's peculiar people. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." Exodus 19, verse 1-6. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 6. Obedient to the charge, Moses called for the elders of the people, and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Verse 7. And in earnest, decided tones the people answered, "All that the Lord hath spoken we will do." Verse 8. Thus Israel took their stand under the divine theocracy as God's denominated people. The giving of the law. The Lord said unto Moses, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. Go down unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned, or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Verses 9 to 13. From this mountain the law of God was to be proclaimed in awful grandeur, and the mountain, even to its foot, was holy. Neither man nor beast was to go up on it, or even touch the border of it. The sign between God and his people.
The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 17. Do not these words point us out as God's denominated people? And do they not declare to us that so long as time shall last, we are to cherish the sacred denominational distinction placed on us? The children of Israel were to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. Verse 16. The Sabbath has lost none of its meaning. It is still the sign between God and his people, and will be so forever.